And I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, with him 140 and 4,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
And I heard a voice from heaven,
as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder.
I heard the voice of harpers harping, with the harps as sung, as it were to song, before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders.
And no man could learn that song but 140
and 4,000, which were redeemed from the earth.
These are they,
with women,
clear virgins
are they,
follow the light,
with us still wherever he goeth.
These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
Another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred tongue and people,
saying with a loud voice,
fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come.
And worship Him that made heaven and earth,
and the sea,
and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel, saying,
Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice,
worship the beast and his image,
and receive his mark
in his forehead or in his hand.
The same shall drink
of the wine of the wrath of God,
which is poured out with a mixture
into the cup of his indignation.
And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone
in the presence of the holy angel,
in the presence of the Lamb.
And the smoke of their torment descended them forever and ever.
They have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, whosoever
patience of the saints,
yeah,
that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me,
right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
From henceforth,
it saith the Spirit,
that they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the the Son of Man,
having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand
a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud,
thrust in thy sickle, and reap.
For the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle,
thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. For her grapes are full, the ripe.
And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and he got the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress
of the wrath of God.
And the winepress was trod without the city,
and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs.
I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous.
Seven angels having the seven last plagues.
Glory in them is filled on the wrath of God. And I saw the sea of glass
victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name.
Stand on the sea of glass, having the hearts of God. And they sing the song of Moses, servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are thy works, O God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, O King of saints.
Who shall not fear thee? That I looked and behold, the temple of the tabernacle, the testimony in heaven was open.
And the seven angels came out of the temple,
having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen,
having their breasts dirty with gold and pearls.
And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven.
Into the temple.
Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were